Second parak, Mishnah Ches, mitzvah godly yabim. If there are a few brothers, first choice at the mitzvah, the one who lachatchila should do the yibim is the oldest brother. If the younger brother chapt and did the yibim before the older brother, then that takes effect. If a person was choshev, people were concerned that he has relations with the shivcha, and afterwards she got freed, or al nachris from his gaira, there's concern that he's having relations with a non-Jewish woman, and she was eventually his gaira. This knas chachom that he should not get married to that woman. We don't want people doing these type of things, having bad relations, and then being megaira. Im konas ein meitzim liyada. L'maisa, if they did get married, we do not force them to get divorced. Now today we have this very common that a person is not from and is living with non-Jewish women, and then they sincerely want to be from. Very often it's stavka, the goyish woman that's machzor b'tshuva with the husband. So this, but they didn't have mahalchim, had to deal with it. They were saving their lives, and it's a bedevadika situation. Very often we can't make the geiris. But once again, it has to be brought to a very responsible bezdin. Hanitun al eishes ish v'tziyum mitachas yodoy. If there was a chshad that this person is starting up with eishes ish, and lemaisa, it came to the point that her husband had to divorce her because of the level of the chshad. Al pi shakonas yoisi. Even though this other person who was starting up with this woman when she was still married her, we force him to divorce her. Because over here, according to the chshad, it's not just a not nice thing. The halacha is if someone has relations with a married woman, just like she's asur on her husband, she remains asur la'olam void, eternally, forever, on the one who had relations with her.